查考蒙福之道。
This morning, I'd like to share with you a message on receiving grace.
我们每一个人都很希望生活中充满神的恩典。
All of us desire to receive abundant grace from the Lord in our lives.
像主耶稣从小就有神的恩在他的身上。
When since our Lord Jesus' childhood, God's favor was upon him.
这是何等美的一句话。
And this is a very beautiful description of Jesus' life.
那我们在教会里面也看到一些信徒真的有神的恩在他的身上。
And in our church, we also see brothers and sisters with God's favor upon them.
生活有很多的见证，很多的恩典。
Their lives are filled with God's testimony and grace.
所以让我们常常想，那到底我应该怎么做，我可以蒙神的恩典。
Therefore, we ought to always ponder what must we do in order to have God's favor upon us.
那有的人就这样问我信耶稣为着蒙神的恩典，这是不是很功利、很自私？
Some people ask, is it self-seeking to always ask to have God's favor upon us?
那我们在想神是我们的父。
Let's think about it. God is our Father.
那如果我们为我们的孩子安排很多我们认为对他很有帮助的事情。
As parents, we would usually arrange or do things that are best for our children.
那我们的孩子很乐意来接受。
And our children gladly receive what we do for them.
我们会觉得说我们的孩子是自私自利很公义吗？
Will we ever think that our children are self-seeking by wanting to receive what we give them?
我想我们不会这样想。
I don't think so.
反而我们孩子拒绝了，我们会很难过。
In fact, if our children refuse to receive what we do for them, we will be very sad.
我们这么爱你，这样安排你，不愿意接受。
We'll be heartbroken if our children turn down the good things that we want to give to them.
所以当我们要来寻求神的恩典，我们在天上的神，他爱我们，他一定非常的喜悦。
By the same token, our God will be very much pleased if we come to Him to wanting to receive the grace He gives us.
反而是我们选择拒绝神的恩典神在天上是很难过的。
On the contrary, God will be very saddened if we refuse to receive this grace.
为什么我来地上是要带给你的恩典，我牺牲这么大要给你的，你不愿意接受？
God will be in great sorrow if he sees us refused the great grace that he has brought us and the great sacrifice he has laid down because of that grace.
那我们常常也在见证会里面听到很多人在描写神给他们的恩典。
When we hear brothers and sisters' testimonies, we often hear many kinds of blessings they have received.
那到底神给我们恩典最大是什么？
But what is the greatest form of grace from God?
首先我们要看人是怎么失去神的恩典。
We must first look at how human beings lost God's grace in the first place.
创世纪里面说神创造人，那神看一切都是好的。
In Genesis, it is recorded that when God created man, he saw that everything was good.
人是能够有神的形象，能够荣耀神。
Because man was created in God's image and brought God glory.
而且创世纪里面又说神赐福给人。
And in Genesis, it also records that God blessed man.
在第一章的二十八节。
Which is recorded in chapter 1 of Genesis, verse 28.
说神就赐福给他们。
Then God blessed them.
所以可见神刚刚创造这个人是活在神赐的福气里面。
When God first created human beings, human beings lived under God's blessings.
那个神所赐的福气后来是怎么消失的呢？
But how did this blessing go away?
因为如果我们看后面这个神对亚当跟夏娃说。
Later on, as it records, this is what God said to Adam and Eve.
说你要汗流满面才得糊口。
That with toil and sweat, they shall labor for their food.
那荆棘要长出来。
And thorns and thistles, the thistles will come out of the ground.
那你在努力的过程当中会有很多的痛苦，因为有荆棘。
This means that they would go through much pain in the process of labor and toil.
那女人也有痛苦。
And the woman shall also be in pain.
这个是因为人失去了神的恩典以后的生活。
This is the consequence of having lost the grace from God.
那人失去神的恩典，那最重要的关键在哪里？
What was the key reason for losing God's blessing?
一个字，我们很不愿意听的。
And there's only one word which we don't like to listen to hear.
罪。
Sin.
这个是最重要一个原因。
Sin is the most, is the key reason for losing God's blessing.
所以今天我们常常听人这样讲。
We often hear people saying,
说旧约的神不可以信。
We should not believe in God's, the God of the Old Testament.
为什么？太严厉，杀太多人。
And the rationale is that God was so cruel and killed so many people.
你如果从创世纪开始算，神真的杀了不少人。
If you count starting from Genesis, all the incidents where God killed people, there are many of them.
那为什么人会觉得说神很严厉杀这么多人？
So why do people feel that God is so cruel and killing so many people?
神没有爱，旧约的神没有爱。
And that God has no love in the Old Testament.
一个最基本的原因就是人不知道自己的罪。
The basic reason for this rationale is that people are unaware or ignorant of their sins.
如果人对罪有了解，
If people have an understanding of sin,
我们知道旧约时代这个主的救恩还没有来之前，神还是手下留情。
In fact, even before our Lord Jesus Christ came, God was already merciful enough to sinners.
如果不是神手下留情，人早就完了。
If God had dealt with every sinner according to what they deserved, we would have all perished.
所以我们看那个以色列百姓在西乃山下的拜金牛犊。
When we consider how the Israelites worshipped the golden calf,
神非常生气。
God was very angry with them.
打算要把他们全部都灭掉。
God was ready to consume them with his wrath.
因为这个罪得罪神了。
Because the sin was so great against God.
但后来神后悔了。
But God relented.
神后悔不是他做错事情。
God relented not because God repented not because he did something wrong.
是因为他怜悯人。
But because he had mercy on them.
那如果用这个标准来看。
So based on this standard.
这个世界早就被神毁掉了。
If God were to deal with everyone according to what we deserve, the world would have been destroyed.
拜那除了独一的神以外的神，那一些人有多少？
Look at how many people worshipped other gods.
他们天天在神面前，不是犯罪吗？
Have they not sinned against God every single day?
我们常常想，如果换我们来当神，这个世界还会存这么久吗？
And think about it, if you were God, would you let this world last so long?
所以有时候我们听人讲，好像人比神还慈爱。
Sometimes when people criticize God, it seems as if they are more merciful and loving than God.
我们问你一个问题。
But we need to ask.
当你家一群蚂蚁进到你家，你怎么做？
If a whole army of ants come into your house, what would you do?
你是不是全部都把它踏死，用烧水烧死，用这个驱虫剂把它杀死呢？
Wouldn't you step on them or burn them with hot water or kill them with chemicals?
那请问蚂蚁害你什么？
And what have these ants done to you?
没有啊。
They've done nothing to you.
那你怎么都把它杀掉呢？
And why do you kill them all?
这是我的房子。
You may say, this is my house.
我看得不顺眼，我就杀掉了。
I just don't like these insects.
我不要他进来，他进来啊。
And I don't want them to come into my house.
我们主张自己的主权。
We exercise our own will.
所以我们把我们自己的喜好就行出来。
So we do things according to what we like.
那如果用这个标准来看。
Now, with that line of measure.
世界是神造的。
We can say God who created this world.
主权在他。
He is the sovereign Lord.
那神看我们会顺眼吗？
Do you think he likes us the way we are?
我们天天的行为神看得顺眼吗？
Does he like the conducts we do every day?
如果我们杀蚂蚁不留情，
If we're merciless to the ants,
但是我们犯这么多罪，神都没有把我们灭掉。
And yet we have sinned so much against God, and God still spares our lives.
到底哪一个比较有怜悯的心？
Who do you think is more merciful?
所以一个人在评论旧约的神太严厉，是因为对人的罪没有了解。
So a person criticizes the God of the Old Testament because he is so ignorant of his own sin.
神真的是很公义啊。
God is indeed very just.
但是他也真的很怜悯。
But at the same time, he is very merciful.
所以虽然神的震怒天天在我们世人的身上。
Even though God's wrath rests upon the human race.
但是神的审判没有马上临到。
Yet his judgment has not yet been executed.
好像一个动怒的父亲，鞭子已经打下去了，但是真的不忍心。我希望给你再一个机会。
It is like a very angry father ready to chastise the child, but could not bear to see the child suffer.
那这个就是神的怜悯, 就是神的爱啊。
And this is the kind of love that God has.
诗篇 103篇 在提到神的爱, 神的恩典。
Psalm 103 describes God's love and grace.
我们看 103篇。
Please read Psalm 103.
第十节。
Verse 10.
他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。 十一节。
Verse 11.
天离地何等高，他的慈爱像敬畏他的人也是何等的大。 十二节。
12.
东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离开我们也有多远。 这个地方啊，说天离地何等的高，他的慈爱像敬畏他的人何等的大。
For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him.
那这一节刚好夹在十节跟十二节的中间。
And this verse is inserted between verse 10 and verse 12.
所以这是互相有关系的啦。
And it fits in the context.
那第十节说, 没有按我们罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。
Verse 10 says, He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities.
因为他的爱非常的大。
This is because his love is immense.
所以这就是神给我们的恩典，赦罪的恩典。
This is God's grace of forgiveness.
所以当罗马书在讲因信称义的时候，
When Romans talks about justification by faith,
他第一点就要提到罪。
The first point that the author raises is sin.
外邦人有罪。
The Gentiles have sinned.
犹太人也好不到哪里。
And the Jews are no better.
全世界都浮在罪里面。
The world is under sin.
那这个能够 肯定了，下一个才是 那赦罪从哪里来。
Only when you acknowledge that you have sinned, can you talk about forgiveness of sin.
那赦罪从主耶稣来。
And the forgiveness of sins comes from our Lord Jesus.
赦罪就是一种恩典。
And the forgiveness of our sins is God's grace.
我们看使徒行传第五章。
Please read Acts chapter 5.
使徒行传第五章。
Acts chapter 5.
31节。
Verse 31.
第五章31节。
Chapter 5, verse 31.
神且用右手将他高举，叫他做君王，做救主，将悔改的心和赦罪的恩赐给以色列人。这个地方说，神将赦罪的恩赐给以色列人。
God has given repentance and forgiveness of sins to Israel.
那这个恩当然是借着主耶稣基督来的。
And this grace of forgiveness is through the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这个赦罪恩要从哪里来？
And how would it be imparted?
当然是从神来的。
It is imparted by God.
但是人要有悔改的心。
But as a human being, we need to repent.
这是两方面的配合。
This is a two-way interaction.
一个是主耶稣开的这个赦罪的泉源。
First, our Lord Jesus Christ has opened the fountain of forgiveness.
那第二个是我们人对他相信，然后有悔改的心。
And on the other hand, we as human beings need to put our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ and be repentant.
那这个赦罪的恩就成全了，实现了。
And because of these two factors, the fact of forgiveness becomes a reality.
所以今天我们要提到赦罪的恩，一定要提到悔改。
Therefore, today, if we want to receive the grace of forgiveness, we must first repent.
主耶稣说，天国近了。
Our Lord Jesus Christ said, the heavenly kingdom is near.
天国里面有公义，有平安，有喜乐。
In the kingdom of heaven, there is righteousness, peace, and joy.
天国在我们活着的时候，在我们心里面。
The kingdom of heaven lives in our hearts while we live in this world.
在我们的教会里面。
And the kingdom of heaven is in the church.
天国也是死了以后我们要去那神的国。
The kingdom of heaven is also the place where we will be after we leave this world.
但是人要进到这个国里面，在享受神的恩典，那个第一个关卡就是悔改。
But the first step into the kingdom of heaven is repentance.
这是我们人很难接受的一个事实。
And this is a fact that many people do not want to face with.
悔改就是表示我承认我有罪。
Repentance means acknowledging that we have sinned.
我要相信耶稣是我的救主。
And that we want to believe our Lord Jesus as our Savior.
而且我要彻底的改变。
and that we want to change completely.
哦，所以当时的这个文士法利赛人要接受施洗约翰的洗礼。
At that time, the Pharisees and the scribes came to John the Baptist to be baptized.
那施洗约翰就很不客气啊。
John the Baptist did not mince words.
哦，为这是为着他们的好处啊，不是个人的关系啊。
He said what he said for their own good.
毒蛇的种类。
He said, "You brood of vipers."
怎么说毒蛇的种类呢？
Why did he call them the brood of vipers?
那个毒就是罪。
Being vipers means have been sinners.
谁指示你们逃避将来的愤怒呢？
John asked them, "Who has told you about the to avoid the wrath to come?"
你们有罪，所以将来有愤怒，神的愤怒要在你们身上。
God's wrath is upon you because of your sins.
那你怎么逃避呢？你就是要悔改，要来受洗啊，就是逃避啊。
And how can you escape the wrath of God? You must repent of your sins and be baptized.
斧头放在树根上了。
Now the head of the axe is upon the tree.
如果没有结出果子跟悔改的心相称，要砍下来。
And if you do not bear fruits according to your repentance, you will be cut down.
所以这个悔改不是指着我们心里说我错了，然后回到旧的生活方式。
Repentance is not just saying in our hearts, I have done something wrong, and yet you go back to your own sin.
在神面前哭哭流下眼泪，回去又回去旧的生活方式。
It does not mean shedding some tears and going back to your former lifestyle.
斧头已经放在树根了。
The axe is already put on the root of the tree.
如果悔改只是表面上的，
If your repentance is only superficial,
没有从心里出来，生活没有改变，会被砍掉，丢在火里面。
If our lives do not change, if we do not bear fruit of repentance, we will be cut down.
所以我们要得神的恩典，第一个要对付罪。
So if we want to receive God's grace, we must first deal with sin.
那对付罪的第一个要件，悔改。
And the first step in dealing with sin is to repent.
我们发现最近天主教换了一个新的教皇。
Recently, a new pope was selected in the Catholic Church.
那很多的文章就在讨论这个教皇到底会把天主教带到什么方向。
And many articles were written about how which direction this pope would lead the church.
那我们看这个很多的文章里面，他们都有一个结论了，这个教皇非常保守。
And the common conclusion among the articles is that this new pope is very conservative.
那我们如果看天主教哈，现在天主教里面哈，在亚洲、在欧洲都人数一直在增加。
The Catholic Church is actually growing in Europe and Asia.
但是在欧洲啊，在非洲哈，在非洲，但是在
in Africa and Asia，
欧洲跟美洲一直在下降。
But it's declining in Europe and America.
那我们发现哦，就是他们在欧洲讲究人权，就讲究啊、自由。
And this is part of this is because of the great emphasis on human rights and freedom in the Western world.
所以对这个绝对的，他信不下去。
So human beings are not able to accept absolute authority anymore.
因此，人这个生活就渐渐活在罪里面。
And people gradually slide into sin.
所以在神的爱的这个前提，这个障眼之下，是其实活在罪里面。
They live in sin under the name that God is love.
那现在新教比天主教更糟糕。
And in fact, Protestant churches are even worse off than the Catholic Church.
强调耶稣的爱。
Many Christians proclaim the love of Christ, the love of God.
罪不讲。
But they never talk about the seriousness of sin.
你仔细看，哪一个主流教派曾经讲第七诫？
Which mainstream denomination ever condemns adultery?
差不多没有。
Almost none of them.
他不能讲，也不敢讲。
People are afraid to talk about adultery.
你讲，信徒跑光了。
Because if they condemn adultery, all their members will be lost.
所以今天我们要讲神的爱啊，要在神的公义的大前提来讲。
Therefore, if we want to talk about God's love, we must first talk about God's justice.
爱是不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth.
真理就是光。
Truth is light.
真理就是标准。
The truth is our standard.
是判断对错的一个标准。
It is the measure to discern right from wrong.
所以爱不是说眼睛蒙起来对错看不到，什么都对。
Love is not being blind to the truth.
是对错清楚了之后，那下一步来讲，那怎么办？
Love is recognizing what is right and wrong, and then do something about it.
但是现在新教比天主教更堕落。
But today, the Protestant churches have declined even more than the Catholic Church.
因为他对错也不敢讲。
This is because the people are afraid to speak out against the wrong.
那最好把第七诫拿掉。
Some people prefer to even take out the seventh commandment.
所以啊，现在教会里面的人越来越少。
And that is why membership is gradually declining.
当尺度越来越宽的时候，教会就变成社会的一部分了，社会一个团体。那我为什么一定要去教会呢？
Well, when the church loses its moral standard, then people feel that the church is no different from the rest of the world, and they don't need to go to church anymore.
所以今天我们才谈到罪，当然对没有信主的人来讲是悔改受洗。
And for those who are not believers yet, repentance means forgiveness of sins means repenting and believing in the Lord and baptized.
那这个对信主的人来讲，如果我们要得神的恩典怎么办呢？
As for believers, if we want to receive God's grace, what must we do?
当然，第一步也是我们要讨论罪的问题。
And it also goes back to the question of sin.
如果没有讨论罪的问题，我们就没有办法提到神的恩典。
If we do not deal with our sins, we cannot possibly talk about receiving grace.
请看约翰一书第五章。
Please turn to 1 John chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章。
First John chapter 5,
16节
verse 16.
先看15节。
Let's read verse 15.
约翰一书第五章的15节。
First John chapter 5, verse 15.
既然知道我们听见一切，他听我们一切所求的，就知道我们所求于他的无不得着。16节。
16.
人若看见弟兄不至于犯致死的罪，就应当为他祈求。神必将生命赐给他，有至于死的罪，我不当说为罪这个祈求。17节
17.
凡不义的事都是罪，也有不至于死的罪。我们仔细看约翰把罪分作两类。
John distinguishes two kinds of sins.
一个叫做致死的罪。
One is a sin that does not lead to death.
一个是不至于死的罪。
And the other is the one that does lead to death.
当然罪都是不好的。
Of course, all sins are not are evil.
但是罪有轻重的不同。
However, there's a differentiation between the degree of sin.
那至于死的罪，当然就严重到这个灵性就死了。
The more severe sin leads to spiritual death.
那约翰在前面说，神就是爱，没有爱的就不认识神。
In the beginning, John said, God is love, and he who does not have love does not know God.
他是一个很有爱的门徒啊。
This apostle was a disciple of love.
但是当他谈到致死的罪，他竟然说这个不需要为他祈求。
But when discussing the sin leading to death, he even said that we should not pray. That he would not say that we should pray about the sin.
但是如果有那个不至于死的罪在为他祈求神要赦免他的罪。
However, if someone has committed sin that does not lead to death, we can pray for them and God will grant them life.
所以在约翰一书的第一章这样说。
Therefore, in 1 John chapter 1,
约翰一书的第一章。
Let's read 1 John chapter 1.
第一章第七节
verse 7
第八节我们若说自己无罪便是自欺真理就不在我们心里面第九节我们认自己的罪神是信实的是公义的必要赦免我们的罪洗净我们一切的不义
verse 8 and 9
我们若说自己没有过犯便是以为神为说谎的他的道也不在我们心里这里说我们如果说自己的罪变成神在说谎
If we say that we have no sin, we are making God a liar.
然后他的道就不在我们心里面。
And God's word is no longer in us.
那神的道因为它是一个标准而且它是光所以神的道在我们心里面我们的罪就跑出来。
Since God's word is truth and is light, when God's word is in our hearts, sins are exposed.
那如果我们一直说我没有罪，就表示那个标准不在，那个光不在，所以那个罪变成隐藏在里面。
If we keep denying our sins, then that means the word of God and the measure of God is not in us.
那这样是不是我们天天要罪恶感呢？
Does that mean that we should always be on a guilt trip?
不是这样的。
No.
我们来仰望神的怜悯。
We should look to the mercy of God.
所以我们要承认自己的罪，神是信实的，必洗净我们一切不义。
If we confess our sins, God is faithful and will cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
所以我们要得神的恩典哦，一个很重要的方法就是我们天天在神面前要对付自己的罪。
So the essential way to receive God's grace is to confront our sin every day.
这个是非常重要的一点。
This is a very important point.
所以有的人呢，每天睡觉以前都要反省。
This is why some people prefer to reflect or examine themselves each night before they go to bed.
反省自己有没有做错事、讲错话、对人有没有什么不对。
Whether they have done anything wrong, said anything wrong, or done anything against their other people.
然后在神面前悔改，然后再睡觉。
And they will repent of their sins before God before going to bed.
这是一个很好的生活方式。
This is a good lifestyle.
因为我们在睡觉之前把今天的罪对付完，我们相信神的应许，他赦免我们的罪，我们很平安就睡觉了。
Each night, if we are able to deal with our sins, confess our sins, and ask God for forgiveness, then we can sleep in peace.
所以神赦罪的恩典是每天给我们的。
Therefore, God's grace, forgiveness of sins is available every day.
所以我们不要为罪常常有罪恶感，要常常用信心仰望神的怜悯，在他面前悔改。
So there's no need to always live in guilt, but we must constantly look to God's mercy with faith and be repentant.
但是还有一个问题还是没有解决。那约翰一书里面讲致死的罪是什么？
Then there's another question which we haven't addressed. What is the sin that leads to death?
我们先看希伯来书。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
第十章。
Chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10.
26节。
Verse 26.
因为我们得知真道以后，若故意犯罪，赎罪的祭就再也没有了。27节。
27.
唯有占据等候审判和烧灭的众人的烈火。28节。
28.
人干犯摩西的律法，凭着两三个人见证，尚且不能连续。29节。
29.
何况人践踏神儿子，将那使他成圣之约的血当作平常，又亵渎施恩的圣灵，你们想他要受的刑罚应该怎样加重呢？我们再看31节。
31.
落在永生神的手里，真是可怕。这里说得知真道，故意犯罪，赎罪的祭就没有了。
This passage tells us that there is no longer remains a sacrifice for sins if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth.
所以这个赎罪的祭也没有前面讲两句话很重要。第一个，它是得知真道；第二个是故意犯罪。
So there are two key reasons for not having any more the sacrifice of sins. The first is sinning willfully, and the second.Is having received the knowledge of the truth.
这个得知真道就是是非已经很清楚了，对错很明白，他知道神喜欢我们怎么做，喜欢我们不喜欢我们怎么做。
Having received the knowledge of the truth means having a clear understanding of what is right and wrong and what pleases and or displeases God.
那这个故意犯罪，故意含有一种用计划、有心思、有计谋在里面来犯罪。
To sin willfully means to sin after having schemed or devised a plan to sin against God.
那赎罪祭就没有了。
And this kind of sin is cannot be atoned for.
那只有等待烧灭敌人的烈火。
But only a certain fearful expectation of judgment and fire indignation.
神儿子施恩成圣施恩的血。
This is because this sinner has trampled the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant.
所以啊，我们在信主的过程哦，当然我们鼓励一个人哦，赶快受洗很好，但是这也要很谨慎。
As a common thing. So while it is important for people to be baptized, we also need to be careful about each baptism.
因为受洗以后，如果再故意犯罪，那将来的审判会比没有信的更严厉。
If a person sins willfully after he has received the truth and is baptized, his judgment will be even greater.
因为他把这个主的宝血践踏。
Yeah, because by sinning against God willfully, he has trampled God's Son underfoot.
好，那这个讲故意犯罪到底是什么？这里也没有写。
And what is the what are the sins that are done willfully?
我们再看启示录二十一章。
Please read Revelation chapter 21.
第八节。
Verse 8.
二十一章第八节。
Chapter 21, verse 8.
唯有那胆怯的、不信的、可憎的、杀人的、淫乱的、行邪术的、拜偶像和一切说谎的，他们粪就在烧着硫磺火湖里，这是第二次的死。这里提到一些罪啊，有时候连没有信的人也不会犯。
There are some sins here that even unbelievers normally would not commit.
哦，当然这个不信，当然不信我主耶稣嘛，哈。
And of course, I'm referring to unbelieving the people who are not believers of Jesus Christ.
胆怯，在受逼迫的时候，哦，以主为耻啊。
Being cowardly, one example of this is being ashamed of our Lord Jesus Christ under persecution.
杀人。
Or murder,
淫乱行邪术的拜偶像的
sexual immorality, sorcery, idolatry.
当然，在哥林多前书里面谈到一些罪，包括嫉妒啊，他们跟天国没有份。醉酒。
In First Corinthians, Paul also speaks of some sins, which will not disallow us from entering God's kingdom, such as drunkenness or envy.
啊，如果这样的罪啊，我们一直都不悔改，到死那一天还不悔改，那这跟神的国也没有份了。
If we do not repent of these sins and keep committing them until the day we die, we will have no part in God's kingdom.
但是启示录这些罪是很严重的罪啊，这如果故意犯了，赎罪的祭就没有了。
But the sins recorded in Revelation are even more severe if they are done willfully and without repentance, then there is no forgiveness of sin.
那这里面有一条我们要特别注意，淫乱。
And one of them must be paid great attention to, and that is sexual immorality.
那到底是什么意思？
What is sexual immorality?
我们现在看马太福音十九章。
Let's read Matthew chapter 19.
马太福音十九章。
Matthew chapter 19.
第五节。
Verse 5.
并且说，因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，两个成为一体。这个经上你们没有念过吗？第六节。
Six.
既然如此，夫妻不再是两个人，乃是一体了。所以神所配合的不可以分开。这个圣经先讲哈，夫妻是一体的。
The Bible first talks about the husband and wife being one body.
那什么是夫妻
？And what constitutes husband and wife？
就是两个成为一体，就是夫妻。
That when they become one flesh, they are husband and wife.
所以这个哥林多前书里说，岂不是与妓女联合就成为一体吗？
Therefore, in 1 Corinthians, Paul asks, did you not know that union with a prostitute makes you husband and wife with her?
所以当两个发生的关系就是夫妻。
So when two people have a union, then they are husband and wife.
就不可以分开。
And they should not be separate.
连成一体啊。
Because they have become one flesh.
那这个正面先讲，我们就看下面主耶稣怎么讲。
Let's talk about the positive side first. Let's see what Jesus said.
第九。
Verse 9.
我告诉你们，凡休妻另娶的，若不是为淫乱的缘故，就是犯奸。你这句很厉害啊，这句话很厉害啊。
This is a very serious statement.
休妻另娶的，如果不是因为犯奸淫，就是犯奸淫。
Except for sexual immorality, if a person divorces his wife and marries another, commits adultery.
所以两个发生关系成为一体，如果个性不合或者不喜欢对方，什么事情分开了，这个就等于离婚了。
If two people join together in the flesh and have become husband and wife, and then for some incompatibility or other reasons, they leave each other and marry other people, then they have committed adultery.
那不是为淫乱离过，这个原因不是为了对方淫乱了。
And the only exception is for us if the spouse has committed sexual immorality.
如果不是这样原因，那结婚就是犯奸淫了。
And in all other cases, anyone who marries another has committed adultery.
那有人娶那被休的妇人，也是犯奸淫。
And whoever marries her who is divorced commits adultery.
所以跟一个离婚不是因为配偶犯奸淫的人结婚，就是犯奸淫。
So if a person marries a divorcee who divorced not on the grounds of the spouse's sexual immorality, then he has committed adultery.
当然，我们没有信耶稣以前，我们不知道这个道理。
Of course, before we came to the Lord, we might not have known this truth.
所以我们受洗的时候，一笔神都把我们罪洗干净了。
And during our baptism, our sins were forgiven.
但是受洗以后，这个就是神的道。
But after we have been baptized, we need to know that this is God's word.
不管社会的标准怎么变，
it does not matter how the moral standards of the society change.
神的话安定在天，直到永远不会变。
God's word stands firm in the heavens and does not change.
所以两个青年发生了关系，不喜欢分开，再跟另外一个人结婚，就是犯奸淫。
So when two young people get together and have sexual union and later on separate and marry other people, then that's adultery.
这个是圣经的教训。
This is the teaching of the scriptures.
那这个公义要把这个对错分开，那慈爱才讲下一步怎么办。
We must first recognize what is right and what is wrong before we talk about God's mercy.
不能够公义不讲，讲慈爱，那我都过去都算了。
We cannot just cover up our sin and say, let's just talk about, let's not mention the past.
那我们现在来看圣经几个悔改的例子。
Let's now look at some examples of forgiveness, of repentance.
到底他们怎么做？
And look at how people repented.
先看撒母耳记上十五章。
Please turn to 1 Samuel chapter 15.
撒母耳记上十五章。
1 Samuel chapter 15.
这个十五章的二十四节在讲扫罗的悔改。
Verse 24 speaks of Saul's repentance.
神是很恩慈的神啊。
God was very gracious.
给扫罗当第一个王。
He let Saul be the first king.
但是扫罗做了两件事情。
But Saul did two things.
神不喜欢。
Which greatly displeased God.
第一个，他自己献祭，他不是祭司。
The first is that even though he was not priest, he offered a sacrifice.
他等撒母耳还没有来，看到百姓离开了，他是一个当王的人，百姓离开了，没有向心力啊，可能是这样，他就献祭了。
When he saw how his people and dispersed from him, he could not wait for Samuel any longer.
这得罪了神了。
So by sacrificing himself, offering the sacrifice himself, he sinned against God.
那到十五章，神叫他去灭亚玛利人。
In chapter 15, God told Samuel to go and destroy the Amalekites.
那在给他命令之前，先讲清楚啊。
And before God gave him his commandment, he said very clearly.
说他是王啊。
That Saul was king.
十五章第一节。
Chapter 15, verse 1.
就是百姓都在你的下面啊。
You are king over his people.
但是你要听从神。
But now you must heed the voice of the Lord.
你上面有一个神啊。
There is a God above you.
这关系讲清楚，然后叫他去做事。
Then, after giving him the proper perspective, God told him to do this.
然后他就用自己的喜好取代了神的命令。
But Saul went and used his own will to replace God's own will.
二十三节说，伯利的罪与行邪术的罪相等，玩梗的罪与拜偶像行邪术的相同。
Verse 23, for rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry.
你这样就厌弃神。
Because you have rejected the word of the Lord.
二十四节保罗说，扫罗说，我有罪了。
Verse 24, Saul said to Samuel, I have sinned.
看起来好像他在悔改啊。
It seems as if he was repentant.
但是仔细看啊，他没有这样悔改啊。
But in reality, he did not really repent.
我们看三十节。
Verse 30.
扫罗说：“我有罪了，虽然如此，求你在我的百姓和长老以色列面前抬举我，如同我回同我回去，我好敬拜耶和华我的神。”
He said, "I have sinned. Yet honor me now, please, before the elders of my people and before Israel, and return with me that I may worship the Lord your God."
这个不是悔改啊，因为他还要面子。
This is not repentance. He still cared about his face.
所以他这个悔改，神没有接受。
God was not pleased with such repentance.
后来这个他的王位就没有了。
Later on, King Saul lost his kingship.
有一个弟兄到日本去旅游。
A brother went to Japan for a tour.
就买了那黄色照片回来。他已经五十几岁了，就锁在抽屉里面自己看。
He was 50 some years old, but he still liked pornographic photographs, so he bought some.And hid them in his drawers and look at them.
从那一天祷告开始，他就不会喜乐。
Ever since that day, he lost joy in his prayers.
有灵言，但是不会充满。
He spoke in tongues still, but he was not filled with the Holy Spirit.
禁止祷告也没有用。
And despite fasting and praying, it was useless.
后来他就问一个长老。
So he consulted an elder.
那长老跟他说：“你可能要悔改。”
And the elder told him, "You should repent."
结果有一天的安息日聚完会。
One day after Sabbath service,
还没有祷告之前呢，他告诉长老等一下，我有一件事情要说。
Before the service ended, he asked the pastor to say something.
我到日本买了黄色照片，我看了得罪神，求你们为我们祷告。
So he confessed how he bought some pornographic pictures in Japan, and he had sinned against God, so he asked the congregation to pray for him.
我想这个人真的是不要面子。
So he did not care about his face anymore.
他只要神会赦免他。
He just needed God's forgiveness.
那祷告完了，第二天他回去自己祷告，圣灵又在充满，哇，唱灵歌，很喜乐。
And after such repentance, the very next day, he started to pray with great joy and singing in the spirit.
所以罪人没有办法要求什么。
A sinner cannot demand anything.
这个才是悔改的表现啊。
That is a true sign of repentance.
因为我们已经不配了。
Because we are unworthy to ask for anything, we can only look to God for His mercy.
但是这个扫罗还要求什么？还要求面子，那个就很难了。But
Saul still wanted honor from Samuel, and that is not true repentance.
那我们现在看诗篇的51篇。Let's
read Psalm 51.
诗篇的51篇。Psalm
51.
第二节。Verse 2。求你将我的罪孽洗净除尽，并且除，解除我的罪。第三节。3。因为我知道我犯过，我的罪藏在我面前。啊，这里是大卫啊，在神面前悔改。This
is David's repentance before the Lord.
如果我们算大卫犯的罪跟扫罗大卫犯罪看起来是严重很多。
If we compare Saul's sins to David's sin, David's sin seemed to be so much greater.
因为他实际他犯了三条。
Because he had committed three of the Ten Commandments.
他也杀人, 借刀杀人。
He murdered through someone else's sword.
他犯奸淫。
He committed adultery.
他侵占别人的太太。
And he coveted and took possession of another person's wife.
但是在这里，我们可以看到他的悔改是真的是诚心实意的。
But from David's words, we can see that his repentance was sincere.
16节。
Verse 16.
你本不爱喜爱祭物，你若喜爱，我就献上燔祭，你也不喜悦。 17节。
17.
神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵，神啊，忧伤痛悔的心，你必不轻看。 这里大卫说，忧伤痛悔的心，你必不轻看。
He said, "This broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise."
他把自己压低啊，压到真的我是罪人啊，我在你面前忧伤痛悔。
He had brought himself to the humblest state and confessed his sin before God.
这个就是我们对付罪的方法。
This is the way to deal with our sin.
越严重的罪啊，这悔改要越彻底。
The greater our sins, the more thorough our repentance has to be.
仰望神的怜悯。
We must look to God for His mercy.
但是我们不能用大卫的例子来想说，那新约时代犯奸淫啊也没有关系。
But we cannot use the example of David and say that in the New Testament we can commit adultery and get away with it.
因为希伯来书已经讲得清楚，得知真道，就救恩这个真道，在新约时代已经向我们显明了。
Because Hebrew tells us very clearly, if we have received the knowledge of the truth which has been revealed to us in the New Testament.
所以新约时代恩典比旧约时代大。
God's grace is greater in the New Testament than in the Old Testament.
因此我们在这个新约时代，我们要更靠着圣灵的帮助来严严守住这个道理。
So we need to rely all the more on the power of the Holy Spirit to keep the Word of God.
那我们身上有主的宝血，我们身上有圣灵在感动。
And the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ is upon us, and the Holy Spirit's movement is also upon us.
有圣灵浇灌内住。
And we have the pouring out of the Holy Spirit in our hearts.
这个是旧约没有的。
This is something that the Old Testament people did not receive.
所以如果把这个踏在地上,
if we trample these things underfoot,
当然这个罪是更严厉的。
How much greater is that sin?
所以我们在这个新约时代恩典更大, 我们要更感谢神, 不可以犯罪。
So since we have received even greater grace in the New Testament, we must be all the more grateful and not sin against God.
但是犯了致死的罪, 如果变成笑, 教会就会出名。
And if we sin, commit a sin that leads to death, and become a leaven in the church, the church can even excommunicate a member.
就是在教会没有悔改，但是在教会要发生影响力，这个是会出名。
If a member has committed sin willfully and does not repent of his sins and still influences other members, then the church will exercise excommunication.
就是要保存全团的干净，不要变成笑发出来。
And the purpose is to preserve the purity of the whole entire congregation.
但是一个人被除名以后，他就跟这是他跟神的关系啊。And
after a person is excommunicated, it is between him and God.
当然能够悔改总比继续犯下去好。
And of course, repentance is a must because that is better than continuing in sin.
所以我们在新约时代，神的恩典很大，但是我们要得神的恩典呢，第一步就是要悔改，对付我们的罪。
We have received much greater grace in the New Testament, but in order to receive God's grace, continue to receive God's grace, we must first deal with our sins and repent.
信实的要洗净我们一切的不义，要赦免我们的罪。
God is faithful. He will cleanse us from all unrighteousness and forgive us of our sins.
让我们凭着信心，相信神的信实，来到他面前得他的恩典。
So by faith, let us approach God and trust in His faithfulness to receive His grace.
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn.